It is time. It is time to gather yourself in, your thoughts, your mind, your heart, your whole being. Just be here now. Hear my voice. Perhaps feel your heart beating. Feel your body breathing. And just rest in this moment. Rest in the presence of the Holy One, who is here with you now, who has invited you into this time. Do you ever feel like God does not hear your prayer? Like you've been waiting on God, and you feel challenged to stay with your prayer and to even stay with faith? Well, I want to encourage you now that more than you could even imagine, that God desires wholeness and healing for you, that it is beyond anything that you could ask. And as you wait, remember that God's timing is impeccable. Not a second too soon or too late. So now, it is time to pray with Psalm 40 as we wait on God together. I will read the scripture several times. No need to try and listen or grab on to any words. Rather, let the scripture wash over you. And I will guide you into reflections as the Holy Spirit uses these words to transform and heal your soul. For you, my God, I wait and I wait. You hear my cry for help, and you lift me out of the depth of depression and confusion. You transform me from guilt and worry to confidence and faith. You give me reason to be grateful and to sing your praises. Happy is the one who puts their trust in God, not looking for their answers in the world. For God pours out wisdom to all who are willing to ask and receive. Being perfectly religious is not what you want from me, but rather to listen to you with open ears and a willing heart. And so I say, here I am. My desire is to receive you into my whole being, to do your will, to let your way be written on my heart. And may my heart never forsake me. For great is the Lord, now and forevermore. For darkness, anxiety, and sadness have overwhelmed me, and sometimes troubles from the past deceive me. But my Lord, in your compassion, deliver me quickly. May your love and faithfulness be my shield. Come, be my help. I need you now. Though I may be weak and needy, your care and compassion strengthens me. Great are you, Lord. You are my help and my deliverer. don't delay. My God, don't delay. As you rest in these words, or you rest with these words, what do you notice? What word or phrase might be stirring in you? What do you feel? What is the Spirit revealing to you? I will read Psalm 40 again, this time pausing, giving you time to speak it aloud or to repeat it in your heart. May it deepen within you. For you, my God, I wait and I wait. Hear my cry for help and lift me out of the depth of depression and confusion. You transform me from guilt and worry into confidence and faith. You give me reason to be grateful and to sing your praises. Happy is the one who puts their trust in God, not looking for their answers in the world. For God pours out wisdom to all who are willing to ask and receive. Being perfectly religious is not what you want from me. Rather, to listen to you with open ears and a willing heart. And so I say, here I am. My desire is to receive you into my whole being. To do your will. And to let your way be written on my heart. May my heart never forsake me. Great is the Lord forevermore. Darkness, anxiety, and sadness can overwhelm me. And sometimes trouble from the past deceives me. My Lord, my God, my beloved, In your compassion, deliver me quickly. May your love and faithfulness be my shield. Come, be my help. I need you now. Though I may feel weak and needy, your care and your compassion strengthens me. Great are you, Lord. You are my help and my deliverer. Don't delay, my God. Don't delay. As you reflect on these words, simply notice what is stirring in you, what word might be repeating back on you, and simply tuck it into your heart. Hold it there as the Spirit of the Living God is holding and guiding you. Let it be so. Let it be now. Let it be. Amen.